I never really thought they happened, and it really didn't make that much of an impact on me. But I remembered all of them. But I think it was when I was in high school that somebody told me the story, or the story about the high priest going to the Holy of Holies, and how he had to have a rope tied around his waist because, and the bells around his robe because he could possibly die even though he already cleansed himself because God is so holy. And it kind of made the connection to me that nothing, the lamb's blood back then didn't clean anything. It was part of a way, but it wasn't anything until Jesus came and cleansed us from our sins. So that was the time when I really remember thinking like, wow, I can't believe God or Jesus came and saved me and forgave me of all my sins. So that was part of probably when I first became like a real Christian. I got baptized back in high school, and my faith was growing ever since then. But it was my junior year from when I was in college that God, or I was really faced with something that tested my faith. Back in May of 2010, when I was a junior in college, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. It was 1 week before my finals, and I remember being in the doctor's office with my mom, and we cried really hard. And I remember being really angry at God, seeing like, wow, what are the odds of that happening? I'm young. I don't have a history of anything. Like, why would I have cancer? That's insane. So I remember being really angry at God. I wrote a note in a journal, and I read it the other day. It was a really angry note. But I finished finals week, and I saw a surgeon, and they were going to remove my thyroid. And so I'm preparing for surgery, and I remember my mom one day, she came up to me, and she said, "Grace, I know this is a small surgery, and it's nothing really bad, but do you know if you die, in case anything happens, do you know where you're going to go? Like, are you sure of that?" So after she told me that, I kind of worked through everything, and I remember being really at peace in my salvation and where I was going to go. So up until I had my surgery, I was really peaceful. I wasn't scared. And so I went through surgery, everything was good. And then I had to go through what they call radioactive iodine. I took a pill and it made me radioactive for 2 weeks. So I had to stay in my room by myself for 2 weeks. I couldn't touch anybody. Nobody could come near me. Nobody could sleep near me. Nobody could sit near me for 2 weeks. I watched a lot of TV. I spent the entire time in my room. I had to use paper utensils, use my own bathroom, and everything around me was radioactive. So I remember during that time when I was in my room by myself, I had a lot of time to reflect on God and what He has done, and how He showed me certain things that I was really thankful for. So I actually wrote a note back then that kind of showed, or kind of for my reflection. So I'm gonna read that note. This is from when I was alone in my room for 2 weeks. So it says, "I'm currently 2 days into my radioactive iodine treatment, and I have to say it's terrible. I'm into my 13th day without my thyroid hormones, so, and I'm isolated in my room, and I have a lot of time to meditate on things that have been happening to me and have come up with a lot of things that I've taken for granted in the past. So one of the things is the use of my neck. For the first 2 to 3 weeks after my surgery, I couldn't turn my neck, and I found out that my neck was needed for everything I needed to do. I couldn't drive, I couldn't look into my blind spot, I couldn't lay my stomach to sleep, and I couldn't turn my head, and I couldn't wash my hair without getting soap all over my face." So really thankful for my neck. I was really thankful for my voice because I spoke in a really weird high-pitched voice after really low, soft whisper after my surgery for about a month. And basically nobody could hear me unless they were right next to my face. So I couldn't sing at church, I couldn't pray out loud, I couldn't have a normal conversation in public. And during that month, I learned to hold my tongue and really think about what I was saying before I said it. And most of all, I learned to listen because it was too much of a hassle to talk back. I was really thankful for my family and friends because everyone at school, at Biola, and church, and my church in Hong Kong was really great, and they all prayed for me. So people in America prayed for me during the daytime, and people in Hong Kong prayed for me in the nighttime, or their morning time. So I basically had prayer 24/7. And I was, one of the biggest things I was really appreciative of was the function of my thyroid. It was really good, it was working perfectly fine. God gave me a perfectly good thyroid, except that cancer had taken over it. I truly understand that what the Bible meant when it says that we are a part of one body and every part is important. I can't believe that such a little thing that sits on my neck, it's about 1 pound, I think, and it could make so much difference in my life. 13 days into my treatment, without my hormones, I was really, really tired. I was really cold. It was 100 degrees outside, and I was very cold. Felt like I'd been run over by a truck every day. It was just not a very good time. And I was really, really appreciative of my hormones and the thyroid that God gave me, the functioning thyroid. And I was really sad that it was gone now. But it gave me a really good understanding of how perfectly God made my body. And last of all, I was really thankful for God. A lot of times I would wonder, what would have happened to me if I was not a Christian? And I don't know what I would have done if I wasn't a Christian, who I would have depended on, and who would have carried me through my ordeal. He was the only person I knew I could completely depend on, through good or bad, and I believe that God was the only reason that I was so optimistic through all of this. He really gave me a peace that I've never felt before, even before my surgery. I wasn't freaking out, and all I can say is God is good all the time. So throughout this situation, God has really taught me that he's in control. I'm not angry anymore. Looking back, this was an experience that God gave me, and through it, he let me see a lot of things, be thankful for a lot of things, and I'm really thankful that he was with me through the entire time and gave me the peace. Thank you.